Governor Gavin Newsom has presented his $227 billion state budget proposal, and it's no surprise it focuses on the COVID-19 pandemic. It includes $14 billion for coronavirus relief. Newsom's first state budget plan faced a $21.5 billion surplus, his second budget a $54 billion deficit. Now Newsom is presenting his third state budget, and it's a different kind of thing.
On January 26th, we had the first reported case of COVID here in the state of California, and everything changed.
Newsom says his new budget reflects the recession and what he calls pandemic-induced realities, among them job losses and the state's mid-year budget cuts.
Our numbers changed, but our values did not.
In the summer, the state made budget cuts because of a shortfall during the pandemic. Now, according to the Legislative Analyst's Office, the budget has a one-time $26 billion surplus, give or take. Strange when unemployment is so high, but California's taxes do rely strongly on very wealthy taxpayers who fared better than poorer workers. Newsom expects some of that surplus will go to social safety net programs and the state budget reserve. As for the rest, Newsom has an idea on how to spend it: pandemic relief. One part of that relief calls for swift action.
So we're looking at a $4.5 billion economic recovery package. We socialized this a few days ago, so I won't belabor it too much, except to say we have some immediate action that we hope we can take together in partnership with the legislature.
That immediate action plan includes funding for the safe reopening of schools, as well as grants for small businesses and cultural institutions hurt by the pandemic. Newsom is also proposing help for individuals hurt by the pandemic recession.
We think there's urgency to get money into people's pockets. You recall that first slide. And that's why we're proposing a Golden State stimulus to basically make those $600 checks that people are starting to receive from the federal government to get them to be $1,200. We want to get roughly 4 million checks out within 3 weeks of me signing this package.
If the legislature approves it, the checks could go out to people in February or March. That money will go to people making under $30,000 a year, including some undocumented immigrants who have been left out of federal relief programs. Newsom is also proposing an extension of the state's eviction moratorium.
January 31st is the deadline of our agreement that we were able to socialize last August. It expires at the end of this month. So with urgency, we need to move to get that extension.
The budget plan includes $2.6 billion for eviction relief, including support for both tenants and homeowners. As for schools, Newsom is proposing $2 billion to help schools safely reopen for in-person instruction. He's also proposing support to help address the learning loss from school closures and distance learning.
Looking at the issues of learning loss in the context of supports for distance learning and address some of the challenges associated with those with special needs, low-income English learners.
Other pandemic-related spending includes $300 million to speed up vaccinations. Of course, the budget does include much else besides the pandemic, such as record funding for public schools and boosts for higher education, as well as more money for wildfire prevention and addressing climate change. But the pandemic will surely be front and center for many budget watchers. Newsom's budget plan kicks off months of legislative debate, and there are sure to be big changes in the May revision, given the uncertainty of these times. It's a reality that Newsom acknowledges.
It's an incredible moment in terms of anxiety, but an incredible moment of opportunity.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.